Several candidates across the U.S. favored by Tea Party groups did well in Tuesday night's political primaries, most notably Sharon Engel, a former Nevada state representative who won the GOP nomination to face Senator Harry Reid. Laura Halberstadt, coordinator for the Racine Tea Party, is pleased with the results, although the group does not back candidates themselves.
I think it's great. There's other ways to influence elections besides endorsements through educating the public. It is really our primary focus.
That includes education on the issues and where candidates stand on them. Tea Partiers, she emphasizes, are not structured groups with hierarchies seen in political parties.
The Tea Party is a movement. For instance, in my group, there's 20 of us that get together and plan the events that we do, but, you know, we have an email list of thousands and thousands. All of those people consider themselves Tea Partiers, but they're not, you know, some of them just only attend events. Some, you know, get involved and volunteer to help out at events.
Halberstadt adds many of the Tea Party groups she deals with are 501(c) nonprofits, another reason they don't endorse candidates running for office. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.